The children's choir sings.
Isn't it something about angels and wings?
Yeah, I don't think that's even the right kind of bell.
Let's just narrate.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us today.
As we sign off, here are some of our friends singing our brand new theme song. Check it out.
Show, everyone. What's wrong, Hope? It was a great show. You should be happy.
Yeah, the show was fun and all, but...
But what?
I wasn't expecting Max to blurt out that we'd be doing an I Hope Christmas Spectacular. I mean, what we do is fun and all, but adding the word spectacular kind of puts a lot of pressure on.
What's the big deal? I mean... We know whatever we come up with will be great. We just pull out a few shepherds, wise men, cows, some sheep, and a dancing Santa doll, and we're good to go. I think my mom has a papier-mâché Jesus that I'm sure she'll let us use.
But is all that really spectacular? I mean, we started this show because we love God and love to have fun, and figured we could do both at the same time. So do we really want our audience to believe that spectacular is a dancing Santa and papier-mâché Jesus?
I see your point, Hopi. Maybe we should do some research. You know, like at the mall and scouring the cable channels for all those supposed-to-make-you-cry, made-for-TV Christmas movies? Huh?
Research. Now that's something I can get into. I'm sure I can find a lot of great information about the origins of the Christmas celebration and how it relates to the biblical account of the birth of Jesus.
But we may need more help than that.
Did someone say help?
Dallas, Darbus, what are you doing here, and how did you get in?
We told your mom we'd take your dog for a walk and even clean up after it if she let us watch I Hope Live from your kitchen upstairs.
And when you went off air, we couldn't hear anymore, so we've been sitting at the basement door with these cups so we could hear what you were saying.
We told you guys to stay out of this place while we're doing I Hope. We know you like the show, and we're flattered, but sometimes you make me feel like I want you flattened.
We're sorry, it won't happen again. But please let us help, we'll do anything.
Dallas and Darbus's randomness just gave me an idea. Max, Marcus, do you remember my great-aunt Maureen? You know, the one who likes to play charades using only her feet and toes.
You mean Aunt Mo? What about her?
Yeah, well, she still does some acting and stuff down at the community theater. Okay, I really don't know what she actually does there, but I do remember her telling me about a Christmas show she was in a long time ago, even before cell phones. Anyway, I bet she'd have some ideas.
You mean the theater next door to the donut shop?
That's the one.
Then I'm so in.
I'm there.
Us too!
Can we come too?
We really want to help you.
Please.
All right, fine. But no more taking pictures when we're not expecting it and putting them on your website.
Yeah, that one of us is cool digging in the trash for Max's sandwich was not cool.
We did find my missing sandwich, though. And no being annoying or obsessive. Got it?
Oh, this is great!
I can't believe it! I'm so excited!
Okay, then. It looks like we're going to put on the I Hope Christmas Spectacular. Let's go!
Time.
the theater people are rehearsing for their Christmas show.
Way. Oh, Aunt Mo!
My dearest Hope! Oh, it's so good to see you. To what do I owe the honor of your visit?
We're doing a big Christmas show for iHope Live and could use a little help.
Yeah, we want it to be really, really good, and we want to make sure we capture the meaning of Christmas. Got any ideas?
Look at that. Look at that. That is awesome.
That's so cool. Dallas! Jarvis! Dial the annoying meter down just a tad. We could have your mom here in 2 minutes.
Sorry, this stuff is just so fun.
Ah, yes, I remember years ago a Christmas production we put on that people talked about for years to come. My fellow thespians and I all drew inspiration from the different people from the Christmas story, who were themselves playing the roles of their lives. It not only helped us perform more passionately, but it also helped us look at God more personally.
There's a story and you're in it. I need you to walk with me for a minute. There's something to tell you. I've got something to say. You may find yourself on the center stage or standing all alone in another place. But if you're living for your glory, then your story's gonna fade away. Come and listen, come and listen, come and listen, yeah.
There's a story that surrounds us, even angels are singing in the chorus.
story and you're in it. I need you to walk with me for a minute, yeah.
I believe that some of my longtime friends and theater cohorts are wandering around these halls right now. Let's see if we can find anyone who might be able to help you out.
Well, I don't know what a cohort is, but I really want to find one.
La 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 la! Brrr. Brrr. Me, 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 me! La 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 la!
What is she doing?
Oh, my good friend Darlene is simply opening up her inner being through her outer orifices.
Maybe doing that would help me wake up in the morning.
Darlene? Darlene, my darling, so sorry to interrupt.
Why, Miss Mo, you look absolutely stunning, as usual. You are never an interruption. Who are these curious children you have with you?
Hello, Miss Darlene. My name is Marcus, and we're here to do some research for a Christmas episode we're doing for our web show, I Hope Live.
I told them about the Christmas production we did some years back.
Oh my, yes. I remember the show well.
And how long ago was this show?
Oh, let's not bother with that detail.
As a child, I was always drawn to Mary. Everyone wanted to play Mary in the Christmas play. It wasn't until I was a little older that I realized how young she actually was. When I started acting, I was told to be confident, believing in myself and in my abilities, never showing weakness. My ability to control myself would lead to my ultimate success on stage and in life.
So, what happened?
What I found, however, was that the more I tried to control everything and believe in only me, the more people didn't care to be around me. I got a lot of roles I sought after, but I didn't have many friends to share them with.
That's so sad.
When it came time for this Christmas production, I just wanted to be part of it. And when I looked closer at Mary, I realized it wasn't about being a star. I saw a young girl who was willing to give up control of her life and listen to her Creator, her God. I was moved by her willingness to simply listen to the Word of God, even though it meant it would change her life forever. We don't know what Mary had planned to do with her life or what her goals were. What we do know is that she was willing to vow to listen to God's word.
I lift my hands, I sing with all my heart. The power of your love moves within me. I lift my praise, I want to touch your heart. With all my soul, I want to see your glory. In your presence there is joy, your shelter there is love. I know I'm safe, secure, no one can harm me. The power of your word, the wonder of your life, you give me strength for every night and every morning. I lift my hands.
The power.
Mary chose to vow. I wonder what that means for me.
That's the exact thought I had, and it changed everything for me. But I'm not the only one with a story.
Oh, she's right. I'm sure there are more of my friends around here somewhere. We should get going.
Bye, Miss Darling.
Thank you. Bye.
It's nice to see that your back is feeling better.
Oh, I feel fine. You know me. I just keep moving, shaking, twisting, and shouting. Whew.
We're here to find out more about putting on a Christmas show. We heard you were in one with Aunt Mo.
Oh, yes. I remember the Christmas extravaganza very well. I was actually a stagehand who helped take care of sets and costume changes. My only moment on stage was when someone bumped into me hard enough that caused me to fall through the back curtain and right into the limelight.
What did you do?
I started dancing along with the troupe until I got close enough to dive through the side entrance. See this little scar on my forehead? That's what you get by going headfirst into a dark room full of people and sharp items. More memorable than that, though, was the person from which I drew inspiration for my role.
But if you weren't on stage or playing a character, why did you need inspiration?
That is a great question. It's always what happens behind the scenes that makes what happens on the stage possible. Through the many years I had been told the Christmas story, I never heard much about Joseph. He seemed to be just along for the ride, while Mary, the angels, the shepherds, the wise men, even the animals got more attention than he did. When I looked at the story more, I found that Joseph did something behind the scenes that made the whole story possible.
What's that?
Another great question. Joseph was an honorable man, and he loved Mary. However, when he found out that she was pregnant with a child that wasn't his, he was going to leave her. But an encounter with an angel let Joseph know what was up behind the scenes. Joseph planned to protect his own story by walking away from Mary, but instead he chose to play a role in God's greater story and become the earthly father to the Son of God. Even though he didn't completely understand what was happening, and even though he knew others would look down on him, he chose to bow, to submit to God's word. Joseph could have saved himself from public embarrassment by choosing not to be part of God's story. Instead, what he did behind the scenes helped create the most incredible scene of all time, the birth of the Savior of the world.
Thank you.
I've never looked at Joseph that way before. I wonder how many things I bow down to that aren't really worth my time or attention. Well, goodbye, Benny. Thanks so much. Keep moving, shaking, twisting, and shouting.
Oh, I plan to, sweetheart. So nice to talk with you. Here's looking at you, kid.
Oh, Auntie Em, there's no place like home.
Dorothy, I am your father.
Charles, Charles, dear, it's time to leave your happy place and come back to Earth for a moment.
Sweet Mo, is that you? Great to see you, my friend. Who are these fine young artists?
This is my niece Hope and her friends. They're here asking about the Christmas show we did some years ago. You know, they have their own web show and they're doing research today.
Oh, yes. I've seen the show. Hello, Hope. And Marcus, you do such fine camera work. I see you've also brought your biggest fans along.
We're famous!
But where's Max?
She'll be back soon. We're wondering what or who inspired you, and if there's anything you've learned that could help us put together our show.
Yeah, see, you'll never get a word out of me, see?
Now that wouldn't be very helpful, would it?
As you wish. Here's Max!
Now that is an entrance.
Well, to answer your question, I related very well with the shepherds and the wise men. The shepherds were considered the outcasts of society, the nobodies that nobody cared to know. Their best friends were probably the sheep they watched, and the only time they got noticed is when a sheep went missing. How would you like it if you only got noticed when something went wrong or when you messed up?
I can definitely relate.
Well, God chose to announce the birth of Jesus to these shepherds and invite them into his very presence. Think about that. God himself chose to invite these nobodies to witness the birth of the greatest somebody to ever walk the earth. This let me know how much God values all of us.
That's really cool.
But that's not all.
I think he means there's more.
There's s'mores?
Not s'mores, there's more.
There's s'mores?
No, there's more.
S'mores?
No, there's more.
Exactly.
There's more.
What were we talking about?
Sorry, getting back to the story. Now think about the wise men. They were considered the privileged of society, the most intelligent. They found Jesus because they knew something different was going on. That new star in the heavens could only mean that God was up to something big. Their intelligence and their immediate action sent them on a journey. They must have been shocked when they found a child, but we know how deeply he affected them. They gave their richest gifts to this child who had been born, not in a palace, but where animals eat. They learned the gift of now, to live out God's word. The town just went about their business as usual, but they visited Jesus face to face. The wise men came to Jesus differently than the shepherds, but the excitement was just the same. And rich or poor, God's son was now. Now for everyone. And do you know what? Even the angels who were praising God in that moment with them, oh, they're still singing around God's throne. And we can too, right now.
Oh,
I've never thought of the word now like that before. In fact, I usually get so focused on what I want to happen or what could happen that I'm not sure I always make the most of the moment I have right now.
Well, we do have I Hope Lives to make a difference right now.
And we have the I Hope Christmas Spectacular to help tell the story.
Good luck with your show. I'm sure it'll be great.
Thanks, Zaya. Bye.
Aunt Mo, I cannot thank you enough for introducing us to your friends. Now I know why you always have so many great stories to tell. But you haven't told us what role you played in the Christmas show.
And I wasn't planning to tell you either, sweetie. But since you asked, I knew the director of the show very well and could have had any role I wanted.
So, did you play the lead?
Not exactly. You see, it was more important for me to see my friends experience the purpose for the show. So, the role I chose to play was to sit in the front row and cheer them all on.
You mean, you chose to use the show to help your friends grow closer to God.
Oh, now you've got it. Well, I hope your show is fantastic. I have faith that you'll be great.
Thanks, Aunt Mo.
Goodbye, everyone.
Come on, everyone. We've got so much to talk about. You too, Dallas and Darbus.
We won't let you down.
We know even we will add something great to the show.
Equipment is working, and we're ready to go.
Woo! Me. Let's do this.
I just wish we could have had the audience with us as we talked with Aunt Mo and her friends.
In a way, we will have.
What do you want our audience to find spectacular tonight?
That's a great question. For me, I want the whole show to be spectacular.
For me, I want the music and the drama to be spectacular.
For me, I think that teaching our audience how to vow, bow, and live now would be spectacular. Doing that would make the show...
Wow!
That is the smartest thing I've heard you two say.
You're right. When we choose to vow, bow, and live now, we can have a wow faith that helps point others to the saving grace of Jesus. That's the finale to our show. This show may carry my name, but from now on, I hope that I am small and that everything we do will just point to how great Jesus is. He's the hope of the world.
And that's something to get excited about.
To follow you in all your ways. I bow down to you, Lord, with all.
I'm so glad we were helpful.
It's time.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to I Hope Live.
We're gonna let the light shine.
Come and spend the day with me. Dance around and let your soul go free.
I hope you believe.
What you know right now, we are here to